have a suffix, a question about this isha. Shema tira yom zeh. Maybe she'll still see some more dam today. We start from esmol and it'll add on to yesterday's seeing. The tira gamocha she'll also see tomorrow. Ve'evilo shlosha. And then it's considered like she saw 3 days straight. Ve'evilo zava gemurim. Then she'll be a real zava midraisa. Ve'im loy tira. Let's say today she saw yesterday, but today she did not see yet. If she doesn't see the whole day, then titel erev, tonight she'll become Torah. So again, this isha right down the daytime, it's a suffix, questionable, is she coming now or not? She saw yesterday dam during these 11 days, and today she didn't see yet. So right now when they're bringing the Korban Pesach, it's doubtful if this isha is tamei or not. We don't know what it is. V'yachad kach rosa. And then later, after she brought the Korban Pesach, she saw dam that day. So Loch says like this, Eina oicheles. She is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach at night, because l'maisha she's tamei. But the Braisa says Rabbi Yossi says clearly, Upturi Malasas Pesach Sheni. But she's potter from bringing the Pesach Sheni. She does not have to bring another Korban. Her Korban was acceptable. Even though right now, it was at the time she brought the Korban, it was doubtful to anybody if she's tamei or not. And after she brought the Korban in the towards evening, she saw dam. So she did become tamei. So now, like as the Gloy Muslim Afreya, she was tamei at the time they brought the Korban. Still we say the Korban is acceptable. Why is the Korban acceptable? We know now she was Tomei B'Shas Maisa. Lechur the Pshat is because this is Tumas Taim. Since at the time when they brought the Korban, nobody in the world knew if she was Tomei or not. You have the Chiddush of Tumas Taim that says the Korban is acceptable. So of course, not like this Braisa. This Braisa said by Tumas Ziva. It's not acceptable Tumas Taim. And here it says clearly it is acceptable, even by Tumas of a Ziva. Zanimara. My timer, why doesn't she have to bring another Korban Pesach Sheni? Lav Mishum, the Maratza Tzitz. Even though we say on Erev Pesach when she brought a Korban, she saw later on in the afternoon Dam. So now it comes out that she was Tomei, B'Shas the Korban was brought. Still we say the Korban was acceptable, because the Tzitz makes it acceptable. And why? Because it's called Tumas HaToim. Nobody knew at that time if she was Tomei or not. So you see, even by Ziva, there is this Chiddush of Tumas HaToim. Amri Loi, I'll tell you now, that's not Pshan Rav Yosi. Amri loy, mishum diksova Rab Yosi mikano labo himatama. I tell Rab Yosi sheet there is. That's what we say during these 11 days. That if an isha sees one day, she's tummy today. If she sees the next day, she's tummy again. If she sees the third day, then they all come together and makes her for zava. Rab Yosi says, what you saw the first day, at the beginning of the next day, if she didn't see, she's really tor. If she sees again later in the afternoon, she first becomes tummy from then on. But up until she saw the second day, she's taking Torah Gomer. So therefore, the Isha saw Dam yesterday. And now on Erev Pesach in the morning, she did not see. So according to Rabbi Yossi, she's Torah Gomer. That's why her Korban is acceptable right now. If she sees later on in the daytime, it's not Mitzurif. It doesn't come collected with the Riyah yesterday. But rather, the new Tumah first starts Mikan Labo. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. It's only from now on that she becomes Tomei, and it doesn't equal on to what happened before. Therefore, it's very good. Like Rashi says, if an isha saw one day during these 11 days, she saw the next morning she saw she didn't see any blood. She went to the mikvah. She's Torah Lagami right now, Mituma Shalesmo, from yesterday's Tumah went off. If she sees again in the afternoon, it's only considered a new type of a tumor that comes on to her. She has to watch herself again tomorrow. Hilchach is very good now. At the time when the Kayin brought her carbon, since in the morning she didn't see any dam, and she went to the mikveh ready, she was 100% Torah according to Rabbi Yossi. So even though later on in the afternoon she saw again dam, according to Rabbi Yossi, still she's Torah. So that's why a korban is acceptable. Like the Rabbanan sheet in the way we hold, that when she sees the second day, it just makes it she's still tumah l'mafreyam, then a korban will not be acceptable. Because at the time the korban was brought, she was the korban is acceptable. We have Yaisi Zav Baal Shtei Rias, a man that saw Zav, that comes out from the Avery, the same place Sheikh Vizera comes out, Zav is a little bit more thicker. Or Zav, no, Zav is not so thick. Sheikh Vizera is more thicker. Zav is little, not so thick. It's like an egg that was beaten up. Zav Baal Shtei Rias. He saw 2 days in a row. The halacha is if a man sees two days in a row, he's tummy now for 7 days. He has to have Zayin Nikiyim not seeing for 7 days. And the seventh day after that, it becomes Torah. The seventh night, it becomes Torah. And after the seventh night, beginning of the eighth night, it becomes Torah. So he waited now 7 days. He didn't see any more Zavis. On the seventh day, comes down Erev Pesach. So they made the Shechitas Pesach. They shechted for him. They brought the carbon for him. Because the way he stands right now, if he doesn't see today, at night time, he'll be tall. He'll be allowed to eat the carbon. So you're allowed to bring the carbon for him right now. And then after they made the shechita in the afternoon, he saw Zavis again, some more stuff came out of him. So it's what the Lord Yechomim Taker, it's Soyser, it's considered he didn't have any Zainikim, and he's telling me all along, for sure the carbon is not acceptable. We'll soon see, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, though, the carbon is acceptable. The same thing, V'chein Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yom. If an Isha saw one time blood during these 11 days, Sheshokhtu, an Erev Pesach came out, and they made the carbon Pesach. V'zokhu Olev V'shenishlo, on the second day. And at that time, she didn't see it. That morning, she didn't see any blood. The Yachak Kach Rosa. And in the afternoon, after the Korban Pesach, then she saw dam. Yidalocha Rei Elo Metamim Mishka B'Moshe L'Mafreya. You should know anything that they sat on. The Gemara soon answered is only Midrabbonin. That the Rabbonin says she's Tamil L'Mafreya. All the time now, we consider like she was Tamil, the man also. Since he saw the end of the seventh day, it slices through all the Zainakim, and the Tumas Shiva is still on him. So anything you sat on now is comes tummy. Are the still upturim elasas pesach sheni? They do not have to bring another pesach. Their korban is acceptable. So mar amri why my lamafrei lechurut astira. If you're telling me now he's tummy all along lamafrei all the way from before. Anything he sits on his mishka v'moisha is tummy. So how could the korban be acceptable? A person that has tumazav, the korban pesach is not acceptable. You have to tell me mid rabbanon. It's only mid rabbanon. That means midiraisa Rabbi Yosi Shiter is. That since on the seventh day he did not see, he's Taket Torah that day. And when he sees right now, it's only Mikan Labor. From now on, he becomes Tameh. But at the time when they brought the Korban Pesach, since he did not see then, he was Torah Lagamri Midiraisa. That's where Rabbi Yosi holds his Korban is acceptable. It says he's Tameh Lamafreya from before. That's only Midirabonim. But Midiraisa is Torah. Therefore, the Korban is acceptable. Moses Biafra Boishia Sovar. Rabbi Yosi also told the same Svarim. Mitameh Lamafreya Midirabonim. That we say if the Isha sees the second day in the afternoon blood, that she's Tomei Lamafreya, it's only Midirabonim. But Midiraisa Rav Yosi also holds like Rav Yosi, that at the beginning of the second day, if she didn't see anything, she's Torah right now. And if she sees later on in the afternoon, it's only from then on that she's Tomei Midiraisa. What's the Raya? The Tanya we learned like this. Rav Yosi Oimer, Avo Zav Sheroa B'Shvi Shaloi, a man that was a Zav, he's Tomei for 7 days, on the seventh day he sees Zavus comes out of him again. It is Alocha Seisir Resh Lefonis. You should know that's what we hold Alocha, that it's Seisir. All that he's counted doesn't help. And the Tum is Mamash upon him from the beginning until now. Lamafreya, all the way from before, his Mamash has Tumas Zavon. So according to this, Avada, the Korban Pesach would not be acceptable. But the Yom Malay Rabbi Yechonin said, Lo Yister Elu Yomer. Yechonin said no. Even though he sees on the seventh day, it should only exclude one day. That's all. Just count one more day. So Murray asked the Monashah, how could you say that only one more day? If you're going to tell me when you see any time in the seventh day, it says so, it knocks out all from before, and you tell me from before, Safilu Kulanister. What do you mean only one day count again? If you saw during the seventh day, you knock out all the first 7 days, you are tell me all along, and you have to start over again another 7 days. So what do you mean only just one day? Ikisavelam, I can tell me you hold. Mikan Labohu Metame, that no. On the seventh day, the morning you were Torah, it's considered like your Torah right now. When you see in the afternoon, it's only from then on that you tell me. So then the question is, Yoyim Enamelo Nister, even that one day you should not be Soyser. Because if you tell me now it's only Mekan Labor from now on, but up until then you were Torah. You already had your 7 days you counted. So why should it be Soyser at all? Ela'ema, so the Mara say, you know what Yechon meant to say? Ela'ema lo yister v'lo yoyim enechanami. It's not Soyser anything. He also was like a Yoyim Shishitam. That since in the seventh day in the morning he was Torah, it's considered like he has the seventh Zainakim now. If he sees later in the afternoon, it's a new Tumah that starts Mikan Labor from now on. But it's not Seis or anything. This person has considered as if he counted already 7 days. The Yom Malay Rabbi Yosi, says, the Yom Malay, they told him, Rabbi Yosi told Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yosi Koi Kavosach, that Rabbi Yosi holds like you. Now Rabbi Yosi also says what? That it's not Seis at all. You're considered like you counted your 7 days. But the question is, Rabbi Yosi said before, no, that you do have this Tumas Mishka B'Moshe L'Mafreya from all the way from before. In other words, if you see more Zav on the seventh day will consider like you have no count at all, and you're tummy all the way from before, from now on. So how could you say now, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're not soisi, you don't exclude anything, you have all your counted 7 days. I, Rabbi Yochanan, says you have nothing. It's all the way tummy from before. So what do you have to answer? Elav shmamino mitamal mafreim mitarabonim. Shmamino. That you have to answer, like we said before, according to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi also learned like that, that midyaraisa, if you counted your 7 days, and the seventh day in the morning you're still Torah, it's considered like you counted 7 days. And if you see later in the afternoon, you only start the new count, from now on are you tummy. That Rabbi Yossi says, you even soyselam afreya, you are tummy all along, that's only midyarabonim. Rabbonim made a chumra here, to say, well, look as if you didn't count anything. But midyaraisa is considered like your count counted, and you are Torah up until now. That's why if you brought a carbon Pesach at that time, and you first saw more after they brought the carbon is acceptable. Because at the time the carbon was brought, you would talk a Torah midiraisa. Well, Rabbi Yosef Gemara, Hashtu diyama, mikan labohu metamei, lemeis bovad, avizoy lemutei mai. So according to Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says that even when there's no such thing as a suffix tomeziva, according to Rabbi Yosef, any time we have in doubt, if you're tummy or not, you take a Torah gomer. The only tummy mikan labo. When you see the isha sees Adam, when the man sees his zivas, from then on he's tummy. But before that, he's Torah. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we're back to the original kasha. What did Rabbi Chiya say in the Braisa? That the chiddush of tumas atayim, you only have by tumas meis and not by something else. Where's the something else that's magayah, so you don't have it? By sheretz, it's not magayah. You could bring a korban pesach when you're sheretz. A tumas zava according to Rabbi Yossi you don't have. There's no such thing as a suffix ziva according to Rabbi Yossi. Either you're tummy or you're not tummy. There's no such suffix. So b'zolachura mai, what do we mean to say exclude? Is nishrimanei debekoyin hutra le tumas atayim. The chura according to Rabbi Yossi you have to say that our first question, that even a kohen, if he had a tumas atayim on him, his carbon is also acceptable. So then the price was good. By a kohen, if he touched the sheretz, he can't do the avoida. So the chiddush is, when do we say the kohen's avoid is acceptable? Only if it was tumas time of mace. But if it was a tumas time of sheretz, the carbon is not acceptable. So be good if the kohen, when he's tumay, his carbon is also acceptable by mace. Now it's tumas time applies to a kohen. Then it's very good to brisa. Where does it not apply? By tumas sheretz. I, the bailam, could bring a carbon even though he has a tumas sheretz. Now mean it to a kohen. A kohen can't do avoid them if he touched the sheretz that day. And let's say nobody in the world knew he touched the sheretz. First later we find out he did, still the avoider is no good. Then it'll be good. So when it says no, Amri, no. I'll tell you there's no raya for this year. Amri liyolim babaylim. No, with originally only, the only chiddush of tumas time is only by the baylim, the owner. The kohen does not have the chiddush. If the kohen touched the mace and nobody knew about it, still he's tummy. His carbon is not acceptable. Only by the owner do we have this chiddush. Over Pesach, and we're talking about a carbon Pesach. Uksaber, he has to hold. Ein shoychfin v'zorchin atame sheretz. Rabbi Yossi has told Enechanami that if the owner touched the sheretz in Erev Pesach, where he's not allowed to have a carbon brought for him. So that's the chiddush. Even though nobody knew he touched the sheretz, it's called the tumas atayim. And if it would have been a mace, his carbon would have been acceptable. But that's the Braisa says. Only by tumas mace do we say there's a chiddush of tumas atayim. But by tumas sheretz, there's no chiddush of tumas atayim. So if the bialim touched the chair, that right now nobody in the world knew there was a sheretz there. For as tomorrow we find out he touched the sheretz, the locker is his carbon was not acceptable, and he has to bring another carbon. Because by tumas sheretz, we do not have the chiddush of tumas atayim. The question was, a sheretz anyway doesn't pass to the bialim? No, we have Yossi old, if your bialim, the owner, touched the sheretz, ein shechten v'zorchen atumas sheretz. He's not allowed to have a carbon brought for him. And if he does it, the carbon is not acceptable, and he has to bring another one, Pesach Sheni. Tomorrow says now the ikzroch lemute. The ancient knows el tumas sheretz mitzroch lemute. Therefore, we have to have a chiddush that even though the owner touched the sheretz in a case of tumas atayim, I would think maybe it's acceptable just like tumas meis. That's the chiddush. No, it's not acceptable. Tomorrow el lemonef nukashinam el Rabbi Yosi zova gemura hechi mishkachas lo. According to Rabbi Yosi, he says, how do you ever find a zova? I mean, an isha who said he's 11 days after the nidus. As she sees one day, then a second, then a third day, it's mitzurif, it's all together. Now she becomes a zav gederla. According to Rabbi Yossi, if she saw one day, then the next morning she didn't see, she's tar. And she sees in the afternoon, it's considered a new count. So every day should be a new count. You can never put all three together. How do you ever have a Zavu Gedolah to say she saw 3 days straight? According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi always says whenever she stops seeing the next morning, she's automatically Torah. And if she sees again in the afternoon, it's a new count. So how do you have the Kiddush of Zavu Gemurah? We have it not like that. If Nisha sees one day, then the next day, the next day, she's called the Zavu Gedolah. But according to Rabbi Yossi, she's Torah. And you're starting over again, where do you have the case? And the Gemara, two cases. One case is the Isha had a steady flow of blood for 3 days straight. It didn't stop. So if the flow never stopped, there's nothing to talk about. The tumor never went off her. If Yossi only says that she didn't see the next morning, then she's tore and she went to the mikvah. But if the flow kept on going straight, then that's the case of Zavu Gedolah. He boy said another teretz is going Shirosa Kol Shnei Ben Hashmoshes. Hatei she saw at the beginning Ben Hashmoshes. Right after Shkia she saw. So she saw, let's say, Monday Shkia. So Shkia is considered like she saw Monday. It's also considered like she saw Tuesday. And then Tuesday also she saw Shkia time. So she saw like 3 days in a row. Rabbi Yossi only says if one day she didn't see, she's Torah that one day, that takes off yesterday's Tumah. But here that she saw at the beginning of Shkia, and then the next day she also saw at the beginning of Shkia Ben Hashmoshes, there's never a day that she's Torah. So in such a case, she saw always 2 times Ben Hashmoshes. That's where it's considered like she saw 3 days straight without a stop in between to make her that she's Torah. Boy, Rabbi Yosef, Koyin Hamaratze B'Tomit, a Koyin that brings the Korban HaTomit. So now we're going on. It's hard to say that a Koyin does have a Tumas HaTomit. Before we add a suffix, let's say you tell me now a Koyin does have a Tumas HaTomit. That if nobody knew he was Tomei, his Korban is acceptable. What about when he brings the Korban HaTomit? Let's say the Kohen yesterday went over a place that nobody in the world knew there was a mace there. And he brought the Korban HaTomit. And now we find out the place he walked over, there was a mace there. What's going to be the locha? Kohen hamaratze b'tomit. Hutru lo tumas ha'tomit aloi. Im timtzlem, if you want to tell me, Kohen hamaratze b'korban ha'sayim. Shel nozav yoyse pesach. Hutru lo tumas ha'tomit. If you want to tell me, a Kohen that brings a Korban Pesach for somebody, or a Kohen that brings a Korban Nozir for a Nozir. In such a case, you want to tell me, even though the Kohen was Tomei, but since nobody knew about it, it's acceptable. I tell you, Kohen, there is, I can understand it, because the owners themselves have the Chiddush Tumas HaTomim. Of the Kohen Amratze B'Tomid Mai, but the Kohen, when he's bringing the Korban HaTomid, what's the locha there? Meyar Mina, do we say like this? Ki Gemiri, when do we have this Chiddush Tumas HaTomim B'Pesach? Only by Korban Pesach, the Chiddush was said if the owner, if the Bailim, were touched a mace and nobody knew about it, his Korban is acceptable. Maybe it was only a Chiddush by Korban Pesach. B'tomid loy gemiri. But by the Korban HaTomid, if the Kohen that brings it, Taka went over a mace yesterday and nobody in the world knew about it, and we find out tomorrow, maybe his Korban is not acceptable. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Yalev Tomim Pesach. We learn now, just like by Korban Pesach, you have the Chiddush of Tumas HaTomim, maybe the same Chiddush applies to Korban Pesach. To the Talmud. You learn out the Talmud from the Korban Pesach. Omer Rabbi, so Rabbi answers you, I'll tell you Kal V'Chaim. Now the Kal V'Chaim, it should be good. Ma b'mokim shlo hutru le tumma. Ma duch by a regular Korban Pesach, where only one person is Tomei, or else by a Nozir. If the Nozir is Tomei, his Korban is not acceptable. Loi hutru le tumma, you do it. If we knew the Bailam was Tomei, he can't bring a Korban Pesach this month. He has to wait to Pesach Sheni. Still hutru le tumma t'taim, but in the case where nobody knew the Bailam was Tomei, and first after they brought the Korban, we found out that yesterday you went over a place, that there was a mace there. The Korban is acceptable. Abazai, mokon, shehutru le tumma yadua, by a Korban tzibur, a Korban atomid, is called a Korban atzibur. A Korban atzibur, hutru le tumma, it's allowed to be brought by tumma. Even if the Korban is Tomei, still you're allowed to bring the Korban. Like Rashi says, in the case by all the Kohanim were Tomei. And now you have to bring your Tomei. So since the Korban HaTomei is called the Korban Tzibur, you're allowed to bring him a Tumah if everybody was Tomei, even though you know about it. So, isn't it for sure a Svarun?